Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Take a look at our program lineup at cjsf.ca to discover the diverse range of contents we bring to you.
Here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing, crazy remakes and kids' tunes, nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else, these songs would be teased. But we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome once again to another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude. I'm so excited this week on the show, Daffodil.
You've had too much caffeine today.
Well, yes, I know that. I have like 5 cups of coffee before I even start the show most of the time.
I think you've had 7 today.
I'm sorry, but hey, it's not every day that we play our own music on the show. We can't sing, we can't write music, but we have our own music.
We've faked it.
Well, no. We have our own music, but AI made this. We've been playing around with some of them song generators online. And wow, I've got a rock and roll song, I've got a country song, and even a cheesy 80s song we're going to play a little later on.
Cool.
And on top of that, the handman's back, Daffodil.
Oh, I bet he's going to get all handsy again.
Yes, he is. And the thing is, though, he has some weird priorities in life because he's declared war on decorative towels. Can you believe that?
Yes, I absolutely can believe that. I have met the handman.
Okay. Well, we're starting off with something that you always like.
Polka.
Yes, we have Walter Austin coming up shortly with Cha-Cha Band. But we're starting off with Bye Bye My Baby Polka on
Cheese Please.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Those words were spoken by an electronic computer.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer to. I'm half crazy, all for the love. love you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage. But you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
With Walter Ostadek and the Cha-Cha Band. Although I sound like William Shatner when I say that.
Yeah, don't do that.
And before that, we had Walter Ostadek with Bye Bye Baby Polka. On the show this week, my name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird, and computer-generated.
Oh, yeah, you know, we don't just sit around, watch TV, and do anything else. Well, other things we do. That's my point. We do other things.
We do things besides sit around and watch TV.
Yes, that's what I wanted to say, and it didn't come out right.
No, it did not.
Anyway, we do things like discover the world of AI song generation. And, you know, we can't really afford a lot of money to do songs, but...
And talent is definitely lacking.
Yeah, but we can type a few things into a song generator, and wow, it comes up kind of cheesy and cool at the same time. Especially when they give you free samples.
Yes.
We can only make like 5 a day, but you know, that's more than enough. We're going to play 3 of them that we think are kind of cool.
And very cheesy.
Yes, yes. We'll have our country song coming up shortly by Cletus AI, because I gave him the name Cletus, because yeah. It seemed appropriate for a country song. But we're starting off with a 50s rock and roll feel, Snarf and Daffodil's Cheese Please by Buddy. AI. Buddy, like Buddy Holly, right?
Yes.
On?
Cheese, please.
Stop, dude, scrubs, and the light 95. Daffodil, that's making everyone jive. Record spinning, taking us on a ride. Cheese, please, rocking the cheesy side. All the cool cats gather around the show. Laughing, grooving to the tunes they know. Stop, dude, and Daffodil never go slow. Playing that cheese straight from long ago. Whoa, cheese, please, got that sway. Rock the Billy rhythm every night and day. Stop, dude, and Daffodil lead the way. Cheese, please, don't you run away. Old beans and hotties spin right on through. Folks start grinning all the night they flew. Got the record sticking like fresh glue. Cheese, please, make it all feel brand new. Stop, dude. Boys got that raspy charm. Daffodils laugh, keeping folks warm. Together they ride the 50 storm. Cheese, please, keeping the beats in form. Whoa, cheese,
please, got that swing. Rock the Billy rhythm every night and day. Snarf through the daffodil, lead the way. Cheese, please, don't you run away.
It's the one radio show that 4 out of 5 dental assistants can't agree on, but you know what that fifth assistant knows and still listen anyway. Cheese, please, with your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Across the land, best laid travel plan. From the dog in the backseat, barking out a tune, rolling down the highway underneath the somber moon. Cheesy music blaring, speakers almost blown, snack wrappers, coffee cups, the road is all they've known. Small town folks, they wave hello as they pass on by, grinning from ear to ear with a twinkle in their eye. Cheesy music blaring, speakers almost blown, snack wrappers, coffee cups, the road is all they've known. Small town folks, they wave hello as they pass on by, grinning from ear to ear with a twinkle in their eye. Singing songs and telling jokes, never miss a beat. Laughing with old Daffodil, life's a country treat. Ron the dogs, their backup band, out into the sky. Snarf Coot and his travel crew, on the road they fly. Truck stops and diners, they're their second home. Chicken fried and apple pie, beauty in the roam. Tales of love and sorrow shared round the table's glow. Living life without regrets, plenty more to go. Truck tires strumming softly as the miles slip away. Tunes of heroes, heartaches, and brighter days per se. Wrong the dogs now snoozing as they hit that Route 10 bend. But their journey just begins, cause the road never ends. Singing songs and telling jokes, never miss a beat. Laughing with old Daffodil, life's a country treat. Ron the dogs, their backup band, out into the sky. Snarf Coot and his travel crew, on the road they fly. Singing songs and telling jokes, never miss a beat. Laughing with old Daffodil, life's a country treat. From the dogs, their backup band, out into the sky. Snarf Dude and his travel crew, on the road they fly.
Keys, please. Oh, wow, that brings a tear to my eye, Daffodil. Cletus AI and Snarf and Daffodil driving in the van, as they called it.
Wow. I like it. I like that one a lot.
Oh, wow. It's like our anthem, man. It's like our life.
Yeah, it's not quite a theme song, but it's pretty good.
And Bron's backing us up in the band. Wow. Just, well.
It just brings a little tear to your heart, eh?
And before that, we had Buddy AI singing about Snarf and Daffodil's Keys, Please, because I didn't know I had a raspy voice, but sure, I could sound like that.
Well, it was kind of like a rockabilly kind of take on the whole thing.
I'm still a little teary. Let's move to the 80s, though, Daffodil, with AI Mode ripping off Depeche Mode. I don't know.
Maybe.
That's my thought. And Cheesy Dream Escape on
Cheese, Please.
Cheesy Dream Escape and AI Mode, and it's Cheesy and the number one slot this week on the Cheesy Hot 40.
Thanks, Casey.
No problem, Starf Dude.
Oh, jeez. Where's Casey coming from, man?
Beyond the great beyond.
Shouldn't it be Ryan Seacrest at this point? I don't know. Anyway, that's our take on playing with AI song generators. And they're not half bad.
It's a lot of fun.
It
is a lot of fun.
And all I did is type in a few things, like I need it to sound this, that, the other thing, and mention
and
this.
And use these words.
And use these words. And wow. You know, we don't need anyone singing songs anymore, Daffodil.
Well, not about us anyway.
Realistically, though, you know, everyone's going to make records. Let's face it.
Yes.
And this whole AI thing is great for us people who have no musical talent and cannot sing.
I can write poetry.
Well,
so maybe I could write songs.
Hey, maybe you could write a theme for a show through AI.
You never know.
Well, just a thought.
All right, we need to move on.
My name is Snarf Dude.
Snarf Dude, we need to move on from this. And I'm Daffodil.
And this is Cheese, Please. And it's time for this.
For something completely different. It's Cheese Please's music we can't do anything else with. It's the Cheese Please.
Why would you want to play that?
Okay, I'll tell you why. Why, Daffodil? You can tell why.
Because we like the handman. And because we don't like decorative towels.
We don't?
No.
Well, there are none in the van. Are there any in the bunker?
Yes, they're in a box.
Oh, I didn't know you
Well, no. I want towels that people can use.
Oh, okay.
If they're pretty towels you're not supposed to use, why would you do that?
I don't know, but that's why we're going to play it. The handman has, as I call it, declaring war on decorative towels for his title of his song, Decorative Towels Are Dumb, on
Cheese, Please.
Come on, I've got to use the washroom anyway. I'm going to come here, wash my hands, and there's nowhere to dry them. What am I supposed to use? my shirt? Come on, get real. Towels are meant for dry, not for looking at. Come on, what kind of place do you think you're running? My grandma has better decorative towels than these. Yours are trash. How was I supposed to know? I'll dry my hands wherever I want, thank you very much.
Decorative towels are dumb. Decorative towels are dumb. You were dumb for part of my head. Decorative towels are dumb.
Keys.
They built her back in 33 when the railroad man was king. Depression-bound folks came to town, forever wandering. There was depots by the dozen in the cities large and small, but God knows Union Terminal was the grandest of them all.
Save the Union Terminal from the wrecking ball and chain. Life without them railroad blues would never be the same. Save the Union Terminal, save yourself a friend, so the mind's eye of your children can still see.
The warriors, they were busy ones for the castle by the rail. The people packed are waiting for the whistle's mournful wail. But the station's days were numbered, her doom was all but sealed by the Greyhound bus and the airplane and the hungry automobile.
Save the Union Terminal, save yourself a friend, so the mind's eye of your children can still see.
A thousand men they built her, and thousands did delight at such a sign of progress, at such a lovely sight. Now they say we need more progress, times are changing after all, and they say they're gonna tear it down with a big old wrecker's ball.
Save the Union Terminal, save yourself a friend, so the mind's eye of your children can still see.
Stares through the glass, through the driving sheets of rain. He turns and asks his father, "Daddy, tell me about the trains." The man looks down upon his son and tells him thoughtfully, "If they save Union Terminal, we can all go down and see.
Save the Union Terminal from the wrecking ball and chain. Life without them railroad blues would never be the same. Save the Union Terminal, save yourself a friend, so the mind's eye of your children can still see."
Keys, Please, with a very young Jerry Springer. When he was counselor in Cincinnati, cut that record, Save the Union Terminal in Cincinnati, Ohio. And you have some more information about that.
Yes, the Union Terminal building was designated for demolition.
Oh.
And the Revive the Union Terminal Committee picketed the Southern Railway Board member's house.
Oh, really?
The City Commission refused to issue a wrecking permit.
Oh.
And more public events were planned.
But did they save the Union Terminal?
In May of 73, the Cincinnati City Council's Urban Development and Planning Committee voted 3-1 to designate the Union Terminal for preservation.
Yay.
As a local historic landmark.
Yay.
Preventing them from tearing the building down.
Yay!
In 74, they tore down most of the train concourse, but they had to leave the building.
And did you know that was the basis of the Halls of Justice in the DC Comics?
It does look very similar.
That's why. Anyway, my name is Starf Dude.
And I am Daffodil, and we've reached the end of yet another episode of Cheese, Please.
It's time.
Yes, please do your thing.
Here we go. Ah! Oh, jeez. Is that Ron shaking his leash?
He's shaking his head because he heard you yell.
I'm sorry. He's shaking his collar, what I was trying to say. But we're ending off the show with an old favorite we haven't played in a while. I wish my backyard was like this.
It's a great backyard, that's for sure.
If I had a backyard, of course.
Well, you know, the backseat of the van.
McCrea ending off the show this week with My Backyard. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy.
Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com.